It's time to get in the loop with LPS, the official podcast of Liberty Public Schools. From the latest school and district news, updates on various district hot topics, and opportunities to meet all of those that help make LPS great, In the Loop with LPS is here to provide yet another opportunity for us to stay connected with you. So let's get started and send you to the longtime director of communications with Liberty Public Schools and your host of In the Loop with LPS, Dallas Ackerman.
We are back for another week of In the Loop. It is the official podcast of Liberty Public Schools. I am your host, Dallas Ackerman. I'm the director of communications here in Liberty Public Schools, and this is a special week, of course. It's not just the week leading up to the Super Bowl. It is National School Counselors Week.
Yes, it is.
And we are celebrating that here in Liberty Public Schools. I am so honored to be joined by the counselor at Shoal Creek Elementary. Her name is Shannon Fletcher. Shannon, I know you've done many great things over your career. How does it feel to be invited into the In the Loop studios, which also serves as my office space here at the District Administration Center?
What a great studio and office you have here, Dallas. It is a great honor to be here to share this time with you and to represent the counselors in the district.
Well, and we're going to talk about school counseling as we move along. But the first thing, and of course, this is audio only, and so people cannot see you right now, but I want to describe what you are wearing. It is a Patrick Mahomes. It's a really nice official Patrick Mahomes jersey. Is all the schools, the students, the staff celebrating leading up to the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday?
Yes, we're in that Spirit Week era, and I totally embrace our spirit days. So today was our favorite sports team day, so I had to wear my jersey today.
And you speak of era. Are you a Taylor Swift fan?
You know, I was more a Travis Kelce fan. I always heard of Taylor Swift, and my ignorance here, I didn't realize how popular she was until Kelce and Taylor got together, and you see all that. I do enjoy her music.
Yes.
And I enjoy them being together. I think that's sweet.
I told you before this interview that this interview could go a variety of directions. You thought it was maybe just going to be focused on counseling. You probably quickly realized that I may take this in a variety of ways.
We can go down any road. I see that now.
Well, here's what I like to do is to begin just to get to know our guests. So I know you have been in the district now for many years.
I'm completing my 14th year.
Yes.
Yes.
Tell us about your journey.
Okay, well, do you want the journey with the district or how I got to where I am?
Let's go back a ways. Let's go pre-LPS.
Okay.
Maybe when you...
Because sorry to cut you off there. I did not enter school counseling. That's my second career. So I did community mental health right out of college.
Okay.
And I was in Leavenworth, Kansas. And then I did substance abuse treatment. I was at a methadone clinic for a few years. Then when I had my kids, I took a few years off, and then I was able to go back to school to do school counseling.
And what made you get interested in school counseling?
When I was in middle school and high school, I taught swim lessons, and I loved working with kids. Mm. And when I did mental health, I was more with adults. And I truly enjoyed that, but I missed working with kids. So that's why I wanted to go back to school, so I could work with the littles.
And then, so you apply to LPS some 14 years ago?
So I did my practicum with Rob Fisher at Manor Hill.
Great person. By the way, Rob recommended you to do this interview, so I don't know if he owes you something or how that works.
He owes me big. I greatly appreciate it. No, he's a wonderful guy. And then I subbed for about a year and a half as a social worker and school counselor. Then they added a position it was a split position between Ridgeview and Shoal Creek. It was October and November, and I applied and was able to get that position. And then here I am.
14 years later.
Yes. So last year's graduating class, they were kindergartners when I started. So it was a pretty special class.
How about that?
Yeah.
Where do these years go, Shannon?
They go by too fast.
Yes, they do.
Yes.
Tell us about your family. I know you have some young ones. They're growing up.
They are growing up, aren't they? So I have two boys that are at Liberty North. One is a sophomore and one's a junior. And then I have a stepdaughter, and I have to take a moment to brag about her. I might cry. I cry very easily, Dallas. So we'll see. Because I get so passionate and proud. But
yeah.
Kayla flies Blackhawks for the National Guard.
Oh, my. I did not know that.
Yes. So super proud of her. It's amazing. And one time she did get to, I don't know if I should say this on air, but she kind of snuck into the Missouri airspace and was able to fly around our neighborhood so we could see her fly. So she flies for the Kansas Guard.
How cool is that?
Yes.
Awesome. Again, Shannon Fletcher, the... can I say longtime counselor at Shoal Creek? The introduction to this podcast references me as the longtime communication director. So
okay. And how long have you been here?
I've been in this position. You know what? I've been in this position 14 years.
Oh, so I guess we can say long time.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes. I've been in the district now almost 22 in this position 14
years. So. There we go.
There we go.
And I have to say, I am very fortunate that I get to work with other counselors at my school. So this is our second year of having three counselors at Shoal Creek. And in my career here in Liberty, I've always had another counselor with me in my building. So I've been very fortunate in that to have a counseling team at the school.
And I think it goes without saying, your principal, Christy Bowman, would probably appreciate us saying, Shoal Creek, the largest elementary school in Liberty Public Schools. You have a lot of kiddos.
Most definitely. And I believe we are the third largest school in the district. So we're larger than the middle schools. But it doesn't feel that. To me, it doesn't. I mean, we make our community small. And how we do it at Shoal Creek with the counselors, we each have two grades, and we roll with those grades. So this year, I have kindergarten and fifth grade. So next year, then I'll have kindergarten and first grade. So it's kind of nice that we get to stay with them all their years at Shoal Creek.
So for our listeners out there, some of them may be wondering, what's it like to be a school counselor? I know that's a loaded question.
Very loaded question. I think the only guarantee you know in your day is you don't know how the day's going to go.
Yeah.
I always try to get my schedule down and be ready to come in that day and have things planned. But with feelings, you never know what's going to pop up, and you never know where you're going to be needed that day. And part of that, that's what I enjoy about the job, is that it's different every day, and all the different hats that we wear, I just jump in where I'm needed to help those kids.
There has to be days, many days, I'm sure, where you're dealing with heavy stuff, crisis, lots of emotions. I mean, you have to be drained on many a days.
Yes. And like I said, I cry easily. A lot of times tears of what those kids are going through, but also tears of celebration to see their growth and the progress they're making. But we do deal with some very heavy stuff. I'm very fortunate that I have my family to go home to. My boys are active in activities, so that's kind of my escape, that I can leave the school day. I can have a little bit of time with my family, you know, and then there are late nights that I'm still working or sometimes making phone calls. Sunday, we had a situation, so I was calling some parents. I was calling a caseworker just to help out a family, so... Every day is different, including the weekend.
Is that challenging, Shannon, to go from putting on that work hat to then transitioning to home and putting on the mom hat?
It is. And in fact, sometimes my boys are like, don't do that counselor stuff on me, Mom. So I don't know if that hat always comes off. So always looking to help out where I can. Even driving over here, I saw a situation that I'm like, I don't know if I really want kids to see that. It was something on the side of the road. So I called back to my school and I'm like, who do we call so we can get this taken care of so kids won't see that on the bus going home today? So that counselor hat is always on.
Yeah. You've been doing this now, you say 14 years with school counseling. What do you think the traits a person must have to be a effective, successful school counselor?
Oh, gosh.
I told you I wasn't going to throw you any fastballs here, just softballs, but.
Well, I can think of the things that I've gone through and that maybe I've had to develop more. Patient. We have to be so patient. Sometimes we want things to happen quickly, but it doesn't always happen on our time. So we just have to be patient. Ride those waves with the kiddos as they're having those big feelings or those experiences. So we have to stay calm, too, because we don't want to get hyped up and our anxiety and stress become more of theirs. So to stay calm, to be patient, be great listeners, you know, and then all those things that go kind and caring. But there are a lot of character traits that go into that.
Yeah. Talk about the kind of the entire LPS team. You mentioned Rob Fisher. Rob and I will stay in close contact throughout the year on variety of things taking place and initiatives. And you guys have a strong team, though, across the district at all levels.
Oh, we have a very strong team. And I think Rob does a great job of keeping us connected. And, you know, a few times a year we have meetings together so we can see each other face to face. So when we need to pick up that call and, you know, make a call and need some help, it's easy to do that. Unfortunately, we do have difficult situations in the district. And a few weeks ago, maybe it was more a month ago, something happened on a weekend. And when I got my phone and emails, counselors throughout the whole district were emailing, how can we help? What do you guys need? We can be there tomorrow. So we truly do support each other. You know, the middle school and high school, they do some programs throughout the year. And we make sure extra counselors are on standby to help with that. When there is a crisis at a building, we try to be there to support each other.
Absolutely. Again, Shannon Fletcher, the one of the counselors at Shoal Creek Elementary, joining us as part of In the Loop with LPS this week. And school counselor recognition week. Always fun to celebrate the counselors. Have you had received some nice tokens of appreciation this week?
We have, and the principals are treating us to lunch tomorrow. At Shoal Creek, we also take it as an opportunity to celebrate our teachers because we appreciate them partnering with us and working with us, letting us come into their classroom, letting us get the kids when we need to. So this is a week, too. We kind of have theme days for our teachers to say thank you and celebrate them also.
Love that. Love that. I was asking you before we started rolling here with this interview, maybe something our community may not know about counselors that, you covered some of the things that you guys do, and I think some of that you shared, many may already know, but anything in particular that people may not know about this crew?
You mentioned that, and that makes me really think, and I'm going to, you know, how things have changed a little bit is I think people used to hear counseling and no, they did not want their kid to see the counselor. I don't want, you know, it had a negative view, I think, when I first started. I think people are they're more open to that. And parents will email and say, hey, this has happened. Can you check with my kid? Or I get phone calls. So I appreciate them partnering with us. I think as a school counselor, we wear lots of different hats. You know, we try to do the classroom lessons. I'll do small groups. I'll meet individual. We'll have lunch bunches. You know, if a kid's having a difficult time in a classroom, we might go in with the principal and help calm them down, get them out, give some coping skills so we can hit reset and get back in. We also work closely with social workers and do some of those similar type things of getting food support or clothing for families, helping pay bills for families and getting them connected with resources to do that. So lots of different hats we wear as the counselors.
You know, you mentioned, Shannon, earlier about you having kids of your own and seeing kind of them navigate their school from elementary on through middle school and high school. I always tell people, for me, that's valuable when you visit with other families about a range of topics. Has that provided a lot of good insight for you?
Yes, I can relate as a parent. And sometimes bringing stories up, then I can make a better connection with parents with that, yes.
Absolutely. Again, Shannon Fletcher, one of the counselors here in Liberty Public Schools. You're at Shoal Creek Elementary. Been a counselor there for 14 years. I wasn't going to mention this to you, but of course, Rob mentioned this and reminded me of this. The Greater Kansas City School Counselor Association Elementary School Counselor of the Year just a year ago. That's a mouthful, what I just described, but I know you received some well-deserved recognition with that. How did that come about?
Thank you. That was quite a surprise to me. It was actually on Valentine's Day last year. I might start crying because I just get emotional.
That's what I do on the podcast.
We had an all-school meeting. It was announced. And so I walk in and see some of my family members there. And I'm like, what's going on? And so the assistant principal at the time, it was Jamie Ackert, got up there and announced it. So that was a very special announcement and quite a surprise to get that. And, you know, to do that, you have to have several people volunteer or nominate you for that. And they write some pretty extensive recommendations for that. And so I was able to read those And it just meant a lot to see that.
Yeah. And again, with people not being able to actually see this, this is just audio only. I want to give the play-by-play. Shannon Fletcher has a few tears rolling down her cheek right now, if you couldn't tell from her her voice. But, you know, it's something we talk about a lot in meetings here. And of course, now Dr. Tucker has been our superintendent for nearly 10 years, which is just hard to believe, a decade. But something that he stressed early on was kind of that self-care component
yes.
for our staff. And we talk about you and your counselor mates that make up our district. I mean, you guys pour into others time and time and time again. Do you take time? Do you talk about taking time for yourself, kind of that self-care component of getting, like you mentioned, getting away, getting with family? The self-care component of all this.
I would say
it's
yes.
Important.
Yes. And you know, when we're together, we also like to talk about our personal lives. So we're not always just focused on the heavy stuff that's at school. Many of us have families, and so it's good to catch up and just have a moment to talk about that. So we are escaping some of that heavy stuff. You know, it's fun to have group texts that we have outside of school, too, to keep in touch and see what others are doing just outside of the stuff that we do.
You know, you mentioned earlier about our kids. We say our kids and the over 12,000 others that make up the district from pre-K through 12. Boy, what a different world it is when you talk about social media and just all the complexities. I know
yes.
you referenced earlier just how things have changed from when you began. What do you see on a daily basis?
You know, I talk with my family a lot about this because it has changed so much, and anxiety
yes.
is so high right now, and just how much we see in the younger kids. And I think a lot of it is due to the social media, the pressures that they have with that. Our kids are involved in lots of different activities, lots of time with those sports, which they totally enjoy being in that. But there is some pressure with that to balance their extracurriculars and their school and their home. And I think just younger and younger, they're having that. Then you bring in the social media piece and you feel like you have to live up to everyone else and what they're
yeah.
seeing out there. You know, bullying, I don't think, luckily, it's not a huge thing right now. I know it's out there. We do have more mean behaviors than bullying from my own experience. But a lot of that's happening in social media. So it's happening outside of school, but it's becoming a problem in the school because then how they're treating each other or how they're feeling about it or what they're thinking about it when they should be doing their schoolwork.
Yeah.
So, yes, we do see lots of pressures from social media.
We have a couple minutes left.
Okay.
So what I thought, you know, I'm sure we have several parents that are listening to this right now, and some may be just, you know, wondering, what would Shannon Fletcher, what would her best advice be for a parent? It could be anything as a parent. What would your best advice be that you've learned in your 14 illustrious years as a school counselor?
Oh, gosh, Dallas, that one's a hard one. I don't know if it's the best one because I haven't had a chance to think about this, but I think just take the time to be with your kids. You know, we got to find a few minutes to calm down, to just sit, and maybe it's playing a family game night.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of what I had to change as a parent, another thing is you got to let them have their feelings. You know, I think early on as being a parent, I know you're not feeling that way. You're okay. Get through that. But we got to let them feel their feelings. Acknowledge the feeling they're having. Like, I'm sure that's tough. You're okay. You're going to get through this. So acknowledge the feeling that they're having, but then give them the encouragement and the support that they need to get through that.
What would be something that, like when you started this, you know, 14 years ago, something you didn't know or something you thought that was going to end up being, I mean, this has to be a rewarding job. I mean, the relationships you build with so many people, whether it be staff, community, families, not only within your Shoal Creek crew, but district-wide.
Right. What was the question?
Well, just,
going back to that,
just
what has changed so much over the 14 years?
Well, and just, I guess, what have you learned maybe about yourself over the last 14 years as you look back on your career?
So the first thing that comes to mind is that a teacher would bring a situation, or even a student would bring a situation, and I think I would take on their stress or the heaviness of that situation, where that's where how I talked about we need to be calm and patient. So sometimes I just need to take those deep breaths, look at the whole picture to see how can I best help that to stay calm and patient and that, and not get all worked up and in their anxiety and stress of it too. So yeah. I think I have, you know, found a way to step back, take it all in, and remain the calm one and the patient one in that to help them through a situation.
Don't you think, like I look back even on my career, thinking back of, so we've both basically been in these respective positions 14 years. I remember telling people when I would interview for jobs, maybe right out of college, I would get so frustrated when one of the questions by the interviewee was, you know, how much experience you have. And I'd get so frustrated because I didn't have any experience.
Right. Yes.
But now looking back, how important experience is, because I look back and think my first or second year, like, how did I make it through that?
Right.
And now, I mean, you have to feel.
It's amazing. Yes. And I think you just learn so much. I know people have to start early, and so it is good to get some young ones in there and fresh ideas and stuff. But yes, looking back, there's just so much experience that helps me out each day.
You probably are a mentor to quite a few counselors, huh?
I've had a few I've had a few interns come in, or when new hires, yes.
You know, you talk about mentors. Who were your big mentors, even growing up all the way? They don't have to necessarily be from LPS. Anybody that pops out of that made a big difference for Shannon?
Well, growing up, Coach Bogina at high school, and I just saw that her children are running for an Olympic trial for long distance running. So that is coming up. So that was exciting to see that.
At?
They grew up in Arma, Kansas.
Okay.
And I don't know where the district trial was for, or the Olympic trial for.
Where did you grow up then?
Fort Scott, Kansas.
Fort Scott, Kansas.
Yes. Small town. Rob Fisher is definitely a great mentor. Becky Starnes.
Becky.
I had the privilege of working with her at Shoal Creek when I was hired there. You know, and I would just say I learned from all the counselors in the district. If I have a question or I'm not sure about something, I don't hesitate to pick up the phone and give one of them a call. So We are always learning from each other, supporting each other, leaning on each other. So I gain something from all our counselors.
We really appreciate you coming by. I hope this was a painless experience. It's not going into a dentist's office for a root canal. It's just having a chat with Dallas, right?
That's right. Just a chat with Dallas. I just wanted to make sure I represented the counselors well, because I truly do enjoy my job, and I love each one of them that I work with.
Well, you all do tremendous work for us, and we're so lucky to have all of you as part of our team.
Well, thank you so much.
And I have one more question for you. You notice I've folded up my paper of questions, so this one is just off the cuff. This may be easy for you. It may be hard for you. I need a Chiefs 49ers prediction for the Super Bowl. And the score?
Well, Chiefs all the way, okay. But now the score. Okay, I'm just going to throw this out. 34-21.
34-21.
That just popped in my head. I don't know where that came from, but that's what we're going to go with.
I'm writing that down.
Okay.
And we will reconnect next week.
This might show my ignorance. I didn't do my math there. Is 34 a possible in?
It certainly is.
Okay.
That would be four touchdowns and a couple bunker 50-yard field.
Oh, we know he can do that.
He can certainly do that.
Okay.
I know our family would be very pleased to think of a non-stressful Super Bowl, or frankly, a non-stressful Chiefs game.
Yes.
Let's get ahead maybe 34-0 and let San Fran get three meaningless touchdowns in the fourth quarter.
I would go for that, too.
Yeah. Well, appreciate that. We will hold you to that. And then, of course, we'll see if we... I don't know, maybe have a big red day of celebration on Valentine's Day.
I would love to have that. We'll see if it happens.
Well, Shannon, you're awesome. Thanks so much for coming by, and we will talk to you down the road.
I love it. Thanks for inviting me in.
Appreciate Shannon Fletcher for joining us this week here on In the Loop with LPS.
Thanks for choosing to spend a few minutes with us and getting in the loop with LPS. Don't forget, you can also stay in the loop with us by following Liberty Public Schools on our various social media platforms, including Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, and by downloading our LPS mobile app for that mobile-friendly experience. This has been a production of the Liberty Public Schools Communications Office. For more about this podcast and all you need to know about LPS, visit our website at www.lps53.org.